Giorgio Morandi is often described as a painter's painter, revered by his fellow artists but little understood by the general public. The Metropolitan Museum of Art hopes to change that perception with the first complete survey of the Italian still life master's work to be mounted in this country, a rare opportunity for us to view the full range of his artistic achievement. And I'm pleased to welcome Renato Miracco to this
Hi.
Show now. Is it Miracco or Miracco?
Miracco. Yeah.
The director of the Italian Cultural Institute, one of the organizers of the exhibit.
The curator, yes, with Maria Cristina Bandera, yeah.
Now, Morandi died in 1964. Why has it taken until now for a major New York museum to present a retrospective of his work?
We had just here in New York another exhibition about Morandi in 1983 at the Guggenheim Museum, but it was only about 46 paintings. Now we have 110. And then in the meantime, we have in my institute drawing in the watercolor of Morandi about another 40 works, and then we have at Casa Giorelli Merimo at New York University another 20 etchings.
Well, he was very popular, as I remember it, with American collectors when he was alive.
Yeah.
He seems to almost have disappeared from public view in America until now. What happened, do you think?
So many things, probably. At that time, Kurt Valentin in 1950 decided just to have just an exhibition about Morandi, and so he wrote to Morandi, say, please give me about 60 paintings in the next 6 months. And Morandi say, getting crazy, absolutely not. Okay, after a few months, Valentin wrote again and say, okay, I'll do not a solo exhibition but Morandi and Miro exhibition in my gallery. So, and Morandi said, give me about another 40 or 20, 15, please.
They thought he was just banging them out.
Yeah. Say, no, absolutely not. So at this time, Valentin says, please give me only one or two. I say, Morandi say, okay, next year you have your two paintings. And so, and I met in this during this preparation of the exhibition, I met so many collectors, American collectors, that went so many often to Morandi, say, please give me a drawings, give me a watercolor, an oil. I say, come next year, don't worry.
Can you give us a short biography of him? What kind of education did he have?
Unbelievable private education. He was a teacher of etchings at Bologna. And he never moved from Bologna. He went only one times in Holland and another one in Switzerland.
Well, the food in Bologna is so great. Maybe he didn't have to leave.
Yeah, it's just so many critics consider Morandi like a monk. He used to live just in a little room with one bed, with one window.
With his sisters.
Three sisters.
And he was a bachelor all his life.
Yeah, absolutely. He is really methodic because he used to get out from his house at 8 in the morning, coming back at 8:30 and so on, have a coffee and
Well, he was allied for a time with the Futurists and then with Giorgio De Chirico. Can we see their influence on his work?
In some way, yes. When I do just a lesson about Morandi, first of all, he destroyed all his early paintings. That's it. So in our exhibition, we have about one painting dedicated to the Futurism that he made when he was 24 years old. Then we have about six paintings dedicated to the metaphysical idea. And
that was the De Chirico approach.
Yes, the De Chirico approach. It's totally different. If you go to the MoMA, you can see just an idea of metaphysical, according to De Chirico, you can see some urban landscape, you can see something about gloves and some strange object. In Morandi is more addicted to the Carlo Carrà metaphysical idea. So it's really his research is about the relationships between two objects in a square box. The light can be produced by the two objects talking each other, and you can see sometimes you can see just a light among the two.
And that's kind of the way most of these paintings work, finally. It's a dialogue between the objects that we in the painting and the space around them. Negative space seems to be as important as the objects themselves.
Absolutely.
And edges become works of art all in
the
by themselves.
The white space. This one, exactly, is real. Totally right, because you can see absolutely when he produced some watercolor. It's watercolor, you don't recognize any shape, any shadow. You can recognize only just emotional trace from the object.
And your essay in the beautiful accompanying catalog is titled "Nothing is more abstract than reality," which is one of Morandi's famous quotes.
Exactly.
What do you think he meant by that?
I remember so many letters about Morandi. In one, he wrote, probably if I be an abstract idea of myself, but unfortunately I was born 15 years before, so probably I really like to be abstract, but it's not my idea. And I wrote just an essay about Rothko and Morandi. The condition is to be in a place, to create a place, to create a feelings, to give a feelings to the viewer is really important for both of them.
But he's really painting abstract paintings, even though these are vases and containers and bottles and jars. They're just an excuse to paint with rectangular and rounded shapes?
Yeah. It's really extraordinary because coming from 1925, just he decided, for example, to paint only silk, paper, flowers instead of the real one. Because if you have, your mission is just to reproduce a world, to reproduce the fourth dimension of the paintings. So absolutely you have to have just argy-podge object, cups, bottle, and silk, and paper flowers instead of the real one.
Well, he seemed to be the total opposite of the great Dutch masters when he approached his still life. They always were interested in depicting the physical properties of the objects they were painting. And to him, it seems to me that something might have been made of glass, but as far as he was concerned, it had an interesting shape and it had an interesting color, subtle color that he could...
He made by himself the colors. That is really important. So he wrote it to him, one of his friends, Raganti, say, okay, I have just a little piece of earth, a little piece of stone, and then I create the color by myself.
Do you mean he ground his own paints?
Yeah. It's not important for Morandi just the reproduction of the shape. It's a reproduction of the feeling of the object. That is really important.
And in some of the paintings, the composition is pretty much the same, painting after painting, and yet they all have all those wonderful subtle variations.
This exhibition is really extraordinary for this. So I don't know, I have to say, because I'm...
We'd gone to Bologna and gone to the museum there that has so much of his work, the Modern Art Museum of Bologna, would we get the same sense, or is this a unique situation?
No, this is the unique situation. For the first time, we have absolutely the collection coming from Italian museum, Italian friends of Morandi, with the American one works coming from MoMA, coming from a Philip collection, National Gallery in Washington, Yale University too. So this is really a rare, unique opportunity just to see all the fourth version of Still Life in Purple, the three version of Yellow Cloth, and so on.
My guest is Renato Miracco, director of the Italian Cultural Institute, one of the curators of an exhibit of Giorgio Morandi's work, now on display at the Metropolitan Museum of Art. I must tell you that when I was younger, I thought Morandi was a safe painter who painted in safe colors, and then some years ago, I came to see him as a daring painter who was a master of subtle color variations. In fact, a guy who took incredible chances.
Absolutely.
So do you think that it requires a certain maturity, or was I just stupid when I was a kid? You can't judge me. You didn't know me at the time. I'll tell you, I was stupid.
No, I don't want to say that, but probably just a little bit.
But it is something that you really have to you have to understand that what he's doing is really quite extraordinary.
Extraordinary. His research is really unbelievable.
Now, why did he paint so few human figures? He painted some self-portraits, but not much else.
Yes, because if you, it's like the same things of flowers. If you want to reproduce a world, you're not be addicted to the human figure. We have only four paintings dedicated to the human figure. One is the butler, according to Cézanne, and the other three are three self-portraits. That's it. Because he wrote, I'm not interested in human figure. I'm interested in the feeling of a still life. So still life, you can be in touch with still life without human figure.
To some of you like Cézanne, who did paint some figures, but really appreciated more painting still
the
lives because they never
Cézanne
moved.
Cézanne is really huge in Morandi. The lesson of perspective in Cézanne is really important in Morandi, like the Chardin to like Piero della Francesca, Masaccio, and Giotto to the Italian tradition.
I understand that the Italian Cultural Institute, of which you are the director, as I mentioned, is hosting a parallel exhibit of Morandi's watercolors and drawings.
Yeah. Coming from Estuary Collection in London.
And where is that going to be?
68 and Park, 686 Park Avenue, Monday to Friday from 10 to 4.
One of the things that really stunned me was looking at his etchings. I felt like I was seeing color there when there was no color.
Sometimes Morandi wrote just a letter to his friends, Roberto Longhi, say, in some ways, some subjects, I prefer black and white instead of color. So we have absolutely some paintings just in the same way of the other one, but...
Well, we have a slideshow of some of the work on our show page at WNYC.org. And meanwhile, this exhibit will be on view at the Met until December 14th. In other words, not all that much time. And this is the kind of show that I felt I have to go back to see more than once. Then it goes to Mambo in Bologna?
Yeah, the opening will be on 22nd of January.
And
yes,
then
for the
else?
Opening of Morandi House, too.
Oh, because there's going to be, there'll be a special museum devoted to Morandi?
Yes.
Meanwhile, there's also this gorgeous catalog that has been put out by Skira.
Yeah.
I want to thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you to you.
I've been talking with Renato Miracco, director of the Italian Cultural Institute, about Giorgio Morandi. If you've never seen his work, well, go to the Met soon because you have only until December to view it.